get your run, then you pull it back. Like it's hard, you know.
Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
A Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Hello, welcome to 60 Minutes of Grease Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby.
And me, Alastair Woodgate.
And me, Julia Roofy from New Zealand.
Yes, she's got there.
Fantastic.
We're going to talk more about you in New Zealand in just a minute, but first of all, let's play a song, shall we?
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Helen. What's the story? Morning glory. What's the tale? Nightingale. Tell me quick about Hugo and Kim. Hi, Margie. Hi, Alice. What's the story? Morning glory. What's the word? Hummingbird. they really get me? Did she kiss him and cry? Did he pin the pin on? Or was he too shy? Well, I heard they got me.
Yeah.
I was hoping they would.
Uh-huh.
Now they're living at last.
He's gone.
Going steady for good.
Hello, Mr. Merkel. This is Harvey Johnson. Can I speak to Ursula, please?
Is it true about Kim?
Ursula?
I just knew it somehow.
About our date.
I must call her right up.
Saturday?
I can't talk to you now. She's too cool. He's too square.
Hello, Mrs. Miller. This is Harvey Johnson. Can I speak to Deborah Sue?
Hiya, Hugo. Hiya, stupid. What you wanna go get in?
Well, I heard they got in.
Hey, you mean
I was hoping they would.
Lost your mom.
Hello, Mrs. Garfine. Is Charity home from school yet?
Did they really get me?
She's all
I was hoping they would.
She does.
Now they're living at last.
She nails
it. Go steady for good.
You gotta go. That's the way to go.
Another Christmas cracker from Grease Paint and Stage Lights, where musicals matter.
Happy holiday, happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday,
happy holiday,
happy holiday,
happy holiday.
May the calendar keep ringing. Happy holidays to you.
Let the dance floor feel your leather. Step as lightly as a feather. Let yourself go. Come, hit the timber. Loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hot marimba? Let yourself go. Let yourself go. Relax and let yourself go. Relax, you got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot. So come on, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Put your banker, clerk, and grocer. Let yourself go.
Let yourself go. Relax and let yourself go. Relax, you got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot. So come, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Put your banker, clerk, and grocer. Let yourself go.
relax. You've got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot. The night is cold, but the music's hot. The night is cold,
but the music's hot.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, may the calendar keep ringing. Happy holiday.
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
You heard the overture to Sound of Music, followed by the Telephone Hour from Bye Bye Birdie. And then we had a Christmas one. Happy Holiday, Let Yourself Go. Talking of Christmas, Mrs. R in New Zealand, are you there for a holiday or business?
I'm there mainly for a holiday, but I am doing a little bit of business. I'm next Thursday, I'm at a rehearsal for a play, and yeah, so I'm doing a bit.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, there must be some work in the UK, so you have to go all the way to New Zealand to get yourself a directing job. I mean, what's happening?
It's warmer here.
So you've been there for a week. What's it been like?
It's been great, lovely weather. We came via Singapore, and Singapore was beautiful. We've had a great time. Very relaxing, very relaxing.
And do they have theatres over in New Zealand? I assume they must do.
Yes, they do indeed, but I haven't been to one. But I did actually see Wicked.
Ah, why?
I saw the movie Wicked.
Oh, right. You can talk about that in a little while. We'll come back to that. Shall we do the lyrical challenge?
Let's go for it, shall we? Yeah.
Go on, then.
Absolutely. So we're going to give you a few lines from a song. All you've got to do is guess the song and the show that it comes from. So here we go. We start with stars in our eyes. We start believing that we belong. But every sun doesn't rise. No one tells you where you went wrong.
I don't know about you, Mrs. Albee. I think it's like a modern Shakespeare, isn't he, now? He does his little sonnets.
It was very dramatic.
Okay, one more time then.
We start with stars in our eyes. We start believing that we belong. But every sun doesn't rise. And no one tells you where you went wrong.
If you know what it is, it's musicals at btinternet.com. Still to come, we've got a bit of Joseph, a bit of Pippin, and also this.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we're in our zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. Feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Boom, unlock the way we rock it. So don't stop. Under the light. When you dance, 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 feeling good, good, creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. Damn, there ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. Just don't
get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
Do you remember the good years in Canaan?
The summers were endlessly good. The fields were a patchwork of clover. The winters were never too cold. We'd stroll on the boulevards together. Dead and bare, no joie de vivre anywhere. Et maintenant we drink a bitter wine.
So Spain and days we used to know, where have they gone? Where did they go? Eh bien, raise your berets to those Spain and days.
Do you remember those wonderful parties? The splendor of Cana's cuisine. Our extravagant, elegant soirées. The gays, the badrassin. It's funny. But since we lost Joseph, we've gone to the other extreme. No one comes to dinner now. We'd only eat them anyhow. I even find I'm missing Joseph's dreams.
So stay on days we used to know. Where have they gone? Where did they go? Eh bien, raise your berets to those stay on days.
It's funny, but since we lost Joseph, we've gone. We all misjudged the lad. Perhaps he wasn't quite that bad. And how we miss him is entertaining.
Hum, hum, hum.
Dreams.
Those Canaan days we used to know.
Those Canaan Days from Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat. And before that, we heard Can't Stop the Feeling from Anne Juliet.
Now it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
Okay, you ready, you two?
Yep, let's go for it.
Question one. No, oh, it's all about lyrics, by the way.
Okay.
Okay.
So no one else. This is our lyrical challenge.
This is your lyrical challenge. No one else was in the room where it happened. Is from which show?
Hamilton.
Spot on. He didn't even hesitate, Mrs. R. I mean,
didn't even breathe.
I know. I mean, there was a time delay from New Zealand, but whoa, she was in there. Question two. It's a struggle, it's a war is from which musical?
Les Mis.
Well done, Mrs. R. One all. Question three. Feet and They're Turning Blue is from which show? feet Ooh. And they're turning blue is from which show? What do you reckon, Mrs. Art?
Oh, it's something in the back of my mind is familiar, but I can't think.
Yeah. Mr. Woodgate?
I'm just wondering whether there's a clue in those lyrics.
Feet and they're turning blue is from which show? If you know what it is, can you help out our experts, please? If you use calls at bcinternet.com.
Its season, everything has its time. Show me a reason and I'll soon show you a rhyme. Cats fit on the windowsill, children fit in the snow. So why do I feel I don't fit in anywhere I go? Rivers belong where they can ramble. Where my spirit can run free. Gotta find my corner of the sky. Every man has his daydreams. Every man has his goal. People like the way dreams have us sticking to the soul. Thunder clouds have their lightning. Nightingales have their song. And don't you see, I want my life to be something more than long. Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly. I've got to be where my spirit can run free. Gotta find my corner of the sky. To settle for something small. But I won't rest until I know I'll have it all. So don't ask where I'm going. Just listen when I'm gone. And far away you'll hear me singing softly to the dawn. Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly.
So good.
That's a long note, isn't it?
It is a long
note. That fabulous. That's one of my fave songs. It's brilliant.
Do you think you would call that a big end, Julia? Because we haven't used that for years now.
No, we haven't, but I think it was.
Yeah, that was Pippin. Pippin and Corner of the Sky. Yeah, you're listening to Grease, Paint and Stagelights with me and Alistair in the studio. And all the way on the other side of the world is Mrs. R. And we were a bit confused about Mrs. R reading some of the words, but Alistair did point out. What did you point out?
It's all upside down, isn't it?
Yeah, because I'm standing on my head.
Honestly, this should be an adult's programme. What are we talking about? We're like three kids. Now, you went to see Wicked, the film. What did you reckon?
It was quite long. We were expecting, because they're only doing, this is the first half. They've done it in two parts. And we were expecting probably to find there was some stuff pulled in from elsewhere, from the book and things. But there wasn't really. It was just sort of massively elongated. And it was very enjoyable. I was very impressed with the singing, generally. It was very good. But I'm afraid Elphaba's way too attractive.
Wow. Okay.
I feel that Elphaba does need to look a little bit like a witch.
Well, Alison, you know Alison, my wife, she went to see it. Sorry, her mum and dad went to see it, and they're in their 80s, and they went to see it because they've got this pass to go to the cinema. Oh. And that's their little trip out. And her comment was, It took so long and so many doors just to find the wizard. They could have done it so much quicker if they'd had less doors.
I think I'll go along with that, actually.
Yeah, she said, how long does it take to find a wizard? She said, ridiculous. But the singing is good, isn't it?
The singing was very good. Actually, especially Ariana Grande, who really got that sort of Kristen Chenoweth-type soprano voice. I thought she did very well.
So what has Alistair got to look forward to when he goes to see it between Christmas and the New Year?
The production values are very high, very high. Really great sets and everything, but it's a little long for me, in all truth. Mm,
interesting.
Especially in view of the fact that we've only got to the interval, effectively, so, in a 2 hours 40 film.
So would you suggest that Alistair takes himself a flask and a pair of slippers?
A little picnic. Take a little picnic out.
That's fine, because very fortunate, because near me is the most wonderful cinema where you've got nice big swivel chairs and you can order your bottle of wine and your cheese platter and you can sit there and just sort of lap it all up.
So. That is true. It's a night out, isn't it?
It is. Absolute night out.
I would definitely recommend that then.
Yeah, we ought to do that sort of one time, just to go and see a musical film and experience that cheese palette. Cheese palette? Cheese palette, yes. I'm painting a picture, you know. Anyway, that's Wicked, which Mrs. R has seen upside down in New Zealand. And that's the pleasure to become Alistair Woodgate between Christmas and the New
Year. I can hear the bells. Tracy, are you all right? Well, don't you hear them chime?
I don't hear anything.
Can't you feel my heartbeat keeping perfect time? And all because he touched me. He looked at me and stared. Yes, he bumped me. My heart was unprepared when he tapped me and knocked me off my feet. One little touch, now my life's complete. 'Cause when he nudged me, love put me in a fix. Yes, it hit me just like a ton of bricks. Yes, my heart burst, now I know what life's about. One little touch and love's knocked me out. And I can hear the bells. My head is spinning. Everybody says that a girl who looks like me can't win his love. Well, just wait and see, 'cause I can hear the bells. Just hear them chiming. I can hear the bells. My temperature's climbing. I can't contain my joy, 'cause I finally found the boy I've been missing. Listen, I can hear. Primp, but won't be late, because round three's when we kiss inside his car. Won't go all the way, but I'll go pretty far. Then round four, he'll ask me for my hand. And then round five, we'll book the wedding band. So by round six, Amber, much to your surprise, this heavyweight champion takes the prize.
Hear the bells, the bridesmaids are singing.
the bells. I can hear the bells. But I think that's when Alison hits me too hard, I hear the bells. And you listen to Grease Paint and Stage Lights. We're creeping up to Christmas. We played you a couple of Christmas songs. And next week, we're going to be having a lot of Christmas songs because it'll be our Christmas week. In the meantime, a reminder of the lyrical challenge, please.
Here we go. We start with stars in our eyes. We start believing that we belong. But every sun doesn't rise, and no one tells you where you went wrong.
I must admit, though, it does disguise it, doesn't it, Mrs. R?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I think it's lovely.
So you're in New Zealand, you're having a holiday, you and Roger, but you're also directing. Tell us about that.
Out of Order. It's a play.
Sorry,
it's a
I thought you were having a go at us.
How dare you ask me?
I'm so sorry, carry on.
Yeah, but that's all there is to say, really. It's Out of Order, it's a farce, I'm doing some extra bits in it. So,
So are you...
That's next Thursday.
You acting or are you directing?
No, directing.
Oh, right, okay. So are you working with a local director or are they just...
I am, yes.
I see. So what will be your task? What are you bringing to the table?
Kind of a bit of AD sort of work, assistant director sort of work. So I'll be sort of going over stuff and things like that, not actually blocking, but going over stuff that's already done.
And is it different in terms of UK and New Zealand, the way they do things?
Not as far as I can tell, no, but I haven't started yet, so I'll have to wait and see about that, but I don't think so.
I see. And when you're back in the UK?
End of January.
Wow, that's a long one, isn't it?
Mm.
Wow. God, you'll be picking up the accent. You'll be talking really weird when you come back.
I know.
And how do they greet people? In Australia, it's good day. Do they do the similar thing in New Zealand?
Well, if you want it in Māori, it's kia ora.
Kia ora?
Yeah.
Isn't that a drink? Didn't we used to get a drink?
Yeah. That's what the drink was named after. It's hello.
Oh, I see.
In Māori.
Brilliant. Well, we're creeping up to our tour 22. Two songs coming from We Will Rock You. We'll give you those two songs next.
I feel you, Joanna. I feel you. I was half convinced I'd waken, satisfied enough to dream you. Happily I was mistaken, Joanna. I'll steal you, Joanna. I'll steal you. Do they think that walls can hide you? Even now I'm at your window. I am in the dark beside you, buried sweetly in your yellow hair. I feel you, Joanna, and one day I'll steal.
From all at Grease Paint and Stage Light, a very Merry Christmas! Ho ho ho!
Christmas children peep into Christmas windows. See your world as pretty as a dream.
Christmas trees and toys.
Christmas home.
Christmas puddings rich with Christmas cream. Christmas presents shine in the Christmas windows. Christmas boxes tied with pretty bows.
Wonder what's inside.
What delights they hide.
But to Christmas.
Christmas morning, no one knows. Won't it be exciting if it snows? I suppose that children everywhere will say a Christmas prayer.
Till Santa brings their Christmas things. Christmas children live in a Christmas daydream, waiting for the magic to unfold.
Wondrous things to eat, every Christmas treat,
rich or not, the Christmas pot of gold hypnotizes children young and old. Christmas children hunger for Christmas morning. Christmas day's a wonder to behold. Young ones' dreams come true, not so young ones too. I believe that story we've been told. Christmas is for children young and old.
Minutes to six.
I left my old woman still sleeping. Oh, the air is sweet, but my woman's sweeter.
What time is it?
1 minute to six.
All night I was walking the baby. Wah, wah, wah. Oh, his eyes are blue, but her eyes are
is it now, bud?
Six o'clock, will you?
On the town, and it feels like I'm not out of bed yet here.
Well, of course, if it's 6 o'clock, yeah, as they say there, then over in New Zealand, that would be 7 o'clock, wouldn't it? 13 hours ahead?
Yeah.
You're 13 Zealand, hours ahead of us.
Hours
ahead. So actually, Julia's doing next week's show already.
That's so true. Yeah. That's the point. So therefore, New Year's Day comes to you first before it reaches us in the UK.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we get it before you. We get everything before you.
Oh, good. Okay, so I'll tell you what I want you to do then. When you get this week's lottery tickets, not this week, but, you know, next week's lottery result, can you text us very quickly so that me and Alistair can then get the numbers ready for the UK?
We don't buy your tickets.
Okay, time for our tour at 22. Two songs from We Will Rock You, and they are Mrs. R.
They are indeed Killer Queen, and It's a Kind of Magic.
Now it's time for this week's Two at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Please prepare to welcome the Chief Executive Officer of Globalsoft Planetwide. www.killerqueen@globalsoft.com/the world.
She keeps a Moet Chandon in her pretty cabinet. Less than in cakes, she says, find me on the internet. A built-in remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy.
Caviar and cigarettes,
well versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder jealousy, dynamite with a razor blade, a pair of teeth to blow your mind. Anytime, recommended at a price, insatiable in appetite. What a
complications. I never keep the same address in conversation. I email like a baroness. Met a man from China without a geisha minor. But then again, incidentally, it's your bad wind. Perfume paper to lead from Paris. For cars I couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. I'm a killer queen. Gunpowder 13. Dynamite with a laser beam.
You're in the middle of this week's Two at 22.
One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, the glance of what should be.
It's a kind of magic.
One shaft of light that shows the way. No mortal man can win the day. The bell that rings inside your mind is challenging the doors of time.
The day has gone, of sanity.
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
There we are, two songs for this week's 2 at 22. We Will Rock You, and we had Killer Queen and A Kind of Magic here on Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Now, the next song I'm going to play is from Finding Neverland, and it's All London Is Here Tonight. The reason is, I went to see a panto.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Thank you.
Yes, he did.
As rehearsed. Yes, down at Aylesbury, it was The Further Adventures of Peter Pan. Uh-huh. With a local hero called Andy Collins, and there was a couple of Barry Richards, I think, was the Peter Pan. But the reason I'm saying it was such a good laugh. The Further Adventures. The only thing I would say, pantos do need a dame.
Oh, no, they don't.
Oh, yes,
they do.
Yes. But they didn't have a dame. So
interesting.
They didn't have a nanny dame. So they just. And he has. The thing is with Peter Pan, you've got a sort of. It's not much of an ending to it, is there, really? She just gets brought back, and then there he goes off, and that's the end of it.
Oh, you're giving the game away now.
Sorry.
Oh, and I was going to go.
I know you was, yeah. But anyway, that was Peter Pan at the Aylesbury Theatre. If you love a panto, that is one to go and see. And in Milton Keynes, they had Peter Pan, funny enough, with Craig Revel Horwood, which apparently was an absolute blast as well. And I just wanted to tell you about that. Yeah. So there we are. I'm going to play this from Finding Neverland, and it's all about London. Everyone is here tonight, you know.
The Great White Way. I've discovered the best playwrights working today. You were wild about Oscar, so I gave you more. I supported Bernard when no one was sure. May I make a toast to a man who never boasts? He's prolific and reliable. His style is undeniable. I trust you're impressed with his play, The Wedding Guest. So raise your glasses with me. The one and only J.M. Barrie.
What a show, what a night. How your words delight. Raise a glass, raise your voice in cheer.
Those cheers, even though I haven't had a new idea in years, I need to find the spark inside to lead me somewhere new. If I could somehow turn this all around, I'd turn my whole world upside down.
James, are you feeling alright? Get yourself together, all of London's here tonight. Try at least to be the man who's worthy of his fame. Tonight they're here to
another great show tune on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
You are the light of the world.
You are the light of the world.
But if that light is under a bushel, it's lost something kind of crucial.
You got to stay bright to be the light.
Lost its flavor, it ain't got much in its favor.
You can't have that fault and be the salt of the earth. So let your light so shine before men. Let your light so shine so that they might know some kindness again. We all need help to feel fine.
Let's have some wine.
Well,
you've
got to stay.
what's good without a wish?
You gotta live right to be the light of the world.
Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Well, I've looked at the watch. It's coming up to the top of the hour.
It flies by, doesn't it?
It does. Another 6 minutes just disappears. We thank you so much for your company. We really do. We do appreciate it every week for you tuning in and corresponding with us. And we get lots of correspondence from America and Canada, funny enough. Nothing from New Zealand, so get your finger out, Mrs. R. Start walking around with that sandwich board on your back. Listen, you're going to join us next week for our Christmas special, aren't you?
Yes, I am, yes.
And will you be there, Mr. Woodgate?
I will indeed.
Fantastic. In the meantime, Mrs. R, it's time, I think, because you're so far ahead in many hours, I don't know what time of day it is over there, but you enjoy it. Thank you for Mrs. R for being with us.
And thank you.
And thank you, Alistair.
Thank you very much indeed.
And the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge.
The answer is Waving Through a Window from Dear Evan Hansen.
Ta-da.
Learn to slam on the brake before I even turn the key, before I make the mistake, before I lead with the worst of me. Give them no reason to stare, no slipping up if you slip away. So I got nothing to share, no, I got nothing to say. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, waving through a window. Oh, I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass. I'm waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? We start with stars in our eyes, believing that we belong, but every sun doesn't rise, and no one tells you where you went wrong. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tap tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass, waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? It's like I never made a sound. Did I ever make a sound? So I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people.
Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me?
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.